Hi, this is Roxanne Green. Welcome to another episode or session of Here to Help. For today's session, I want to pose a question. Is there a correlation between criminality or the criminal mindset and substance use or abuse? So first, let me start by kind of defining some of the terms. Of course, correlate means, is there a relationship between two events? And again, the question is there a correlation between criminality or the criminal mindset and substance use or abuse? So criminality, what is criminality? Criminality is a behavior that the behavior or the thought processes that are contrary or go against society's views of what the norm is, or even the laws, society's laws, criminal laws. So for instance, if you're at a restaurant, a buffet restaurant, and you get up and you're getting ready to go to the buffet line, and you notice a purse that is unattended and it's open and you clearly see cash in the purse, the criminal mind or criminality would suggest that you might think about, should I get that money? Should I reach in and grab that money? You might even go as far as to look around and think to yourself, how could I get away with taking this money? The criminal, however, would take it a step further and, of course, would engage in that criminal mindset, that criminality, the criminal thinking, and go and take it to fruition, and would then act upon those thoughts and take the money. Why is this criminality? Why is even thinking about taking the money out of someone else's purse criminal thinking or criminality? Because stealing is wrong. It goes against the laws, our society's laws, our criminal laws. So do you understand that's how that works? Criminality. And again, before you get defensive, before you start getting all upset, we've all at one time have engaged in, or have, even if it was just fleeting, had a criminal, engaged in criminality, in criminal thoughts. But again, there's a difference between criminality in terms of the thought processes and the criminal who will actively engage and act upon those thoughts. Okay, so now that that's been said, the criminal mind, the mindset of someone who commits the crime. So you have criminality, that's the behavior that's contrary, the behaviors, the thought patterns that are contrary. Then you have the criminal mind, that's the mindset of the person who engages in the criminal thought processes, who takes it a step further. But again, we've all had those fleeting thoughts. You're in the checkout line at the grocery store. Someone, the person in front of you, drops a $20 bill as they're taking something out of their pocket or out of their purse. Do I tell that person they dropped the $20? Again, the criminal wouldn't say anything. The criminal would put their foot over the $20 or in some way make sure that that person doesn't see the $20 that's been dropped, because they're going to then take that $20. And of course, that is wrong, because that is stealing. So now that you know the difference, and again, we've all had those fleeting thoughts. Do I tell this person that they dropped the $20? Okay. So that's the difference. Okay, so there are some other terms I kind of want to go over to kind of understand and give this question a little bit more depth. Substance use. Let me back up. Substances are the things that distort our cognitive processes, meaning that they distort our perception, they distort our thinking, they distort our physiological responses. So with substances, we can manipulate our thought processes, our perceptions, our physiological responses. And physiological responses, I mean how the body will respond to stimuli. And this is what substances do. Yes, there are illegal substances and there are prescribed substances, but they are substances nonetheless because of the property that it has of distorting our cognitive processes or our physiological responses. Okay, so that's substance use, engaging in substances. Again, you, in order for this to work, you have to be honest with yourself. And I'm just giving you the clinical, the technical, the definition for these terms. You have to be honest with yourself. Okay, I'm going to kind of push it a step further. We cannot talk about here to help. We cannot talk here on Here to Help without talking about substance abuse. I am a licensed chemical dependency counselor, and of course, you knew it was going to come up. So substance abuse is the repeated use of drugs or alcohol that will interfere with our health, our work, or our social relationships. So it's in some way interfering with some aspect of our daily functioning, our daily living. For instance, maybe you cannot hold a job because you're constantly sick because of withdrawal symptoms from a substance. Or you can't hold a job because you're constantly in the bathroom engaging in substance use. Or you are in danger of having your children taken from you because of your repeated substance use. But again, it becomes abuse when it starts interfering, you know, substance use and substance abuse. Okay. Again, to kind of throw a little bit of fire into the already, I'm sure, heightened levels of emotion with this charged question. Addict, the term addict. I know a lot of people have a problem with this term because it conjures up or to some people, it means someone who's dirty or someone who's criminal or someone who is you know, really into the seedy lifestyles. Okay, but basically, an addict is a person who is addicted to a particular substance. And although I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about addiction in this session, and we will come up, we will talk about addiction in future sessions because I have a couple questions I want to pose when we talk about addictions. But for the purpose of understanding, kind of keeping the conversation going, I just kind of want to go over a little bit about addiction. And there are two types of addictions. We can have a psychological addiction, and we can also have a physical addiction. The psychological addiction is a more so psychological, meaning that you believe or you feel that you need a particular substance in order to function. And without that substance, you're going to experience possibly some emotional distress. The physical addiction comes about when our body has become accustomed to having that substance, or even if it's just a one-time introduction of a substance, our body is now changed in its chemical makeup to now include that substance. So at this point, you really can't function without that substance. And the evidence of that are your withdrawal symptoms. So let me also say right now that as a licensed chemical dependency counselor, I believe that addiction is an illness. So I want to go over a couple of definitions for you. First of all, addiction, according to Psychology Today, is a condition in which a person engages in the use of a substance or in a behavior for which the rewarding effects provide a compelling incentive to pursue the behavior despite the detrimental consequences. So again, the person is addicted. They feel that there's no choice, and rightly so. There may not be a choice because, again, the body may have become physically addicted to having this substance. So that being said, it kind of borders into the the substance abuse, because now you're in the you're faced with the consequences of this action, but you're compelled to continue seeking out the substance. Why? Because of the addiction. And again, it's an illness. So let me read what the definition of illness is. It's a disease or a period of sickness affecting the body or mind. The mind, psychological addiction. The body, physical addiction. Merriam-Webster defines sickness as an unhealthy condition of the body or mind, the state of being sick, or a specific type of disease or illness. So again, I say that addiction is an illness. So I do want to address and I hear this a lot, oh, marijuana is an herb. It comes from the earth. It is not bad. It is a substance. Why is it a substance? Because it distorts your perception. It distorts your cognitive processes. It's manipulating your ability to think clearly, to reason, to respond. And as such, it is a substance. So especially in states where marijuana is still illegal, and I throw the other illegal substances as well into this sub-question. So if a person is engaging in substance use, I've already talked about the criminality and the criminal mind. Is there a correlation? Are you therefore, even though you are engaging in substance use and you know that it's illegal, does that therefore make you a criminal? Are you engaging in criminal? Have you moved from criminality to becoming the criminal? I'm just asking questions. And if you are trying to hide your substance abuse and that is causing arguments with your significant other, perhaps your parents, perhaps your children, it's causing distress because you're missing time off from work, you're missing family functions. Now we're getting into the substance abuse. So I go back to the original question. Is there a correlation between criminality and substance use or abuse? That's not to say that I feel that everyone who is engaging in substance use needs to be locked up. Because again, I come from the belief that substance abuse is an illness and it should be treated like an illness. But I want your feedback. I want your thoughts. I want you to engage. So please, send me your questions. Send me, you know, even if you disagree, I love that. I love a good conversation. So please let me know what you're thinking. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Tell me why. Please tell me why. Don't just say I disagree and that's it. Give me a little feedback. I have a lot of other issues that I want to talk about. And again, this only works if you're honest, and I'm honest, if we're all honest with who we are and with what is going on. So thank you again for listening to another session of Here to Help. I'm here to listen. I'm here to collaborate. And I'm here to help. This is Roxanne. See you next time.